It's 11 trivia questions on classic 90s TV episode titles. I give you the title, you tell me what show it's from. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. If you want to see more about me, go to triviawithbuds.com. Finally finished episode 8 of season 3 of Stranger Things, and oh man, what a great show, guys. Love that show. If you listen to this show, I bet you like Stranger Things, and I'd love to hear what you thought of season 3, and you could talk about it over in our Discord app chat. I just posed that question a few minutes ago, and you get access to that chat room for just a dollar over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. I thought Stranger Things is one of those unique shows that just has a great build over the whole season, and it seems like every season is very different than the other seasons, and the characters always have something fun to do. So loved season 3 of Stranger Things. I am at the first 5 episodes of season 6 of The Office on my rewatch of that show. I think I'm going to stop at the end of season 6 and move on to something else. And I randomly watched half of the movie Tremors last night. So I've been in a watch-in mood lately. And after I record this podcast, we're going to watch some Bob's Burgers with our 4-year-old daughter, which she loves it. I don't know how appropriate that is, but she loves that show. And it's her last week before summer vacation is over, and she officially starts pre-K on next Monday. So it's her last week to do a bunch of fun, fun stuff before she starts school for the next 15 years or whatever it is. And that's if she doesn't go to college, which, hey, who knows what'll happen in 15 years? Will people go to college still as much? Maybe not. Maybe the debt thing will deter a lot of people, but we'll find out. I am a very busy chatterbox, as you could tell on this episode. A lot of fun stuff going on in my world here in Southern California. Just did a big Office and Parks and Rec trivia night at J. Riley Distillery last night. We had 72 players. It was awesome. It was sold out. Couldn't fit another soul in there. And there was one definitive team. And they were the following. I can actually pull their team name up because I just posted a picture of the scoreboard. We had, like I said, 72 people. Shout out to Doug and J. Riley himself for having us at that venue. We're going to be there on August 31st for Disney trivia. And we're going to do it out back, if you were at that event, in the alleyway. With a big projector against the wall of the building, which they said could fit about 100 people. So that'll be very, very cool. But we gave away all kinds of really cool stuff. We had a big basket of stickers and magnets and coloring books for my friend Drew Blank on the East Coast. He's a great artist. He has a Dunder Mifflin and Pawnee coloring book set. So he sent me a bunch of those to give away. He also gave me some great enamel pins and collectible pins. You can check him out at drewblank.com. And that scoreboard is not coming up, but it was the paper pusher, paper people, something like that, whatever that joke is from the show. That was the team that won first place. So shout out to them. And shout out to everybody who came out to the distillery in Redlands, California. Hope to see you for the next one on August 31st. Such a fun weekend, tons of fun events, engagement party on that same night for my friends Kyle and Amanda. They customized the party, and I wrote all the trivia, and it was a ton of fun. And 3 different bingo events at First Class Pizza, Ogopogo Brewing, and our friends in San Dimas, High Point Brewing. You can see all my locations, the ones I'm talking about, at triviawithbuds.com. And if you want to support the show, like we mentioned, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and jump in for just a buck to get access to that chat. And all kinds of other fun offers coming up in August as the school year gets started. All right, guys, we're going to jump to this episode. It was recorded live at RT Rogers Brewing, Sierra Madre, California, and there's a video companion to it. If you look at the show notes, there's a link. You can pull it up, and it'll take you right to my Facebook page where you can watch the video form of the audio you're about to listen to. All right, here we go. 11 questions on TV episode titles from the 90s. Here we go.
All right, everybody, this round is called 90s TV episode titles. I'm going to give you a episode title from a show from the 90s. Could be a comedy, a sitcom, a action, a drama, a horror, a sci-fi, whatever came out in the 90s. I'll give you the episode title. You tell me who you think, what show you think matches up with that show title. This is round number 2, 90s TV episode titles. Here's number 1, the one with the girl from Poughkeepsie. Number 1, the one with the girl from Poughkeepsie. What do you think that show was? Number 1, the one with the girl from Poughkeepsie. Think about it. Use those 90s brains. Who here was born in the 90s? Anybody? Ooh, a good 10, good dozen or so. Number one, we are doing Office trivia. A lot of younger people love The Office, and you can watch all of them on Netflix for another year or so before they take them off and put them on that NBC app. We're doing The Office trivia on Saturday, August 10th from 5 to 7. It'll be a ton of fun. Get your tickets at triviawithbuds.com. Number one, 90s TV episodes. The one with the girl from Poughkeepsie. Here comes number two, Throw Steve from the Train. That is the name of the episode. What show would that match up with? Number two, somebody named Steve probably on the show. Throw Steve from the Train. Number two, 90s TV episodes. Number two, playing trivia here at RT Rogers Brewing. The best beer in all the land. Thanks so much for having a brew with us and some tacos from Evil Cooks out on the patio. Thanks for bringing your dogs and hanging out. Number two, Throw Steve from the Train. What do you think? Number two. Number three on your list, here's the title of the episode, The Postmodern Prometheus. Number three, The Postmodern Prometheus. What was that a episode of? Number three, The Postmodern Prometheus. Luke, you were born in the 90s, right? 80s? 70s? 60s? You look great. Number three, The Postmodern Prometheus. Number three. I know you were born in the 80s, but you do look like you could be like a bass player in a classic rock band, for sure. Number three, Postmodern Prometheus. Here comes number four, Never Kill a Boy on the First Date. That's something I'll tell my daughter when she starts dating. Number four, Never Kill a Boy on the First Date. 90s TV episodes, number four. What do you think? Number four, Never Kill a Boy on the First Date. Number four. Lots of great beers here to try at RT Rogers Brewing, Sierra Madre's only brewery in California. Number four, Never Kill a Boy on the First Date. Some of these are guessing games. You might not know them, but just kind of use that brain. They're all popular shows. I'm not throwing you for a loop with like, oh, it was like a one-season weird show that no one's ever heard of. Number four, there's no small wonder on here, okay? Number four. We found the one small wonder fan. Number four. Number five, The Summer of George. That was a title of what show? The Summer of George. Number five. Number five, Summer of George. How are we doing back there? Table of three gals. Pretty good? Laura Palmer's table? Ish. All right. Number five, The Summer of George. Number six, The Last Temptation of Corey. The Last Temptation of Corey. This guy said, oh, nice, and clapped his hands. I think he's got it. Number six, The Last Temptation of Corey. What 90s TV show would have an episode with that title? Number six. I'm drinking a beer right now called the Henny Penny. It's an English-style brown porter. They have crawlers here, guys. Tons of cans to take home. If you want 32 ounces of your favorite beer, you can have it for the weekend. Get yourself a Henny Penny crawler on the way out. Luke's showing those off right now. They're very nice cans, really well designed. Not just a label on there, right? Not just a sticker, like a lot of places. Looks like it's right, printed right on there. Number seven, Spellmanian Slip. What was that show? Number seven, Spellmanian Slip. What could that refer to? Spellmanian Slip. Number seven. Trivia. Number seven. We got 8, 9, 10 of the bonus left. And there's tacos in the patio if you're hungry. Number seven, Spellmanian Slip. If you love trivia, you should check out my podcast. It comes out every single day. Wherever podcasts are found, just search the word trivia and then click on With Buds. It'll be a cartoon version of my face with an orange background. And you can go to triviawithbuds.com and click on podcast as well. If you want a free sticker, let me know. I have some stickers. Number seven, Spellmanian Slip. We've done 500 episodes of the podcast. Comes out every day, and it's great for road trips, airplane rides, and just hanging out. Number eight, Joey Potter and Cape Side Redemption. Number eight, what show was that from the 90s? Joey Potter and Cape Side Redemption. Number eight, write it down, number eight. Number eight, that dog knows the answer for sure. Number eight, Joey Potter and Cape Side Redemption, number eight. 9, 10 of the bonus, and we're done for this round. We'll do some repeats at the end. You'll turn in those answer sheets. I'll score them up, and we'll move on to the next round. The next round is all going to be song syllables. Each answer will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 syllables, and it'll be a song title. Number 9, Hurricane Nettie. Hurricane Nettie, N-E-D-D-Y. Number 9, Hurricane Nettie. That was an episode of what show from the 90s? Number 9, Hurricane Nettie. If you have a special event coming up, I have these new cards up here, and they are me playing with toys and collectibles, and all my info's on the other side. Come grab one of these cards. If you have a special event, team building thing, a work thing, a birthday party, a backyard function, let me know, and I'll come do some trivia for you. You pick the rounds, I write the questions. Number 10, Circus Angelicus. Circus Angelicus. Number 10, what show was that? Circus Angelicus. Number 10, you're writing down the name of the show based on the episode title. Number 10, Circus Angelicus. One question left for this round. Trivia every Thursday, 8 p.m. Thanks for playing. Number 10, Circus Angelicus. Remember, if you don't know an answer, take a guess. You only get points when you're right. Just take a guess. Make sure it's from the 90s. Some of these shows spilled into the 2000s, but the episode titles I gave you should all be from the 90s. Number 11, for 2 points, Valley of the 20-something Guys. Valley of the 20-something Guys. 2 points if you get that one. A little bit tougher for round number 2, 90s TV episode. Some people clapping. Very excited. For 2 points, Valley of the 20-something Guys. Those are your questions for round number 2, 90s TV episodes. We'll be right back with the answers in just a bit. All right, everybody, we're back with the answers to round number 2. This was 90s TV episode titles. Who thinks they nailed this round? Nobody. All right, here we go. Number 1, the one with the girl from Poughkeepsie. That was an episode of Friends. All the Friends episodes start with the one with the, and then a bunch of stuff. Number 2, throw Steve from the train to Steve in question with Steve Urkel from Family Matters. Number 3, the postmodern Prometheus was an episode of The X-Files. That sounds like some X-Files stuff to me. Number 4, never kill a boy on the first date, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Buffy. Number 5, the summer of George. That was, of course, Seinfeld. George Costanza. Number 6, The Last Temptation of Corey. Corey Matthews on Boy Meets World. Number 7, Spellmanian Slip was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Sabrina Spellman. Number 8, Joey Potter and Capeside Redemption, Dawson's Creek. Number 9, Hurricane Nettie was Ned Flanders on The Simpsons. Hurricane Nettie. Number 10, Circus Angelicus was Rugrats. And the bonus for 2 points, Valley of the 20-something Guys. We had a lot of teams who put 90210, but that was wrong. It was Sex and the City. Sex and the City. Those are your answers for round number 2, 90s TV episodes. Thanks for playing.
There it was. 11 questions on 90s TV episode titles. I hope that you got something out of that. I hope it was fun to guess at some of those. That Sex and the City one was pretty tough. A lot of people did not guess Sex and the City. A lot of 90210, Beverly Hills 90210 guesses because of the Valley and Guys, I believe. But I've never seen Sex and the City, so I wouldn't know that question at all. So if you got it, you're a real smarty pants. It's time for the question of the day. And the team name of the day, trivia team of the day, name of the day is Sideshow Bob's Burgers. See what I did there? I combined Simpsons and Bob's Burgers. Sideshow Bob's Burgers, that's a fun team name you can use next time you go, especially if it's like Simpsons or Bob's Burgers themed. And your question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. These guys make excellent print work. Anything you need customized, go to fmdesignsinc.com. It's linked in the show notes. You can just click on it and go check out what they can do for you. Tell them Buds sent you. What was the last name of the main family on the show, Family Matters? We talked about that in the question, throw Steve from the train. That was Family Matters. What was the last name of the main family on Family Matters? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. That's it for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great week planned. Hope you got some fun stuff happening in your pop culture world. I know I do. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.